Ending months of forewarning, President Bush is expected to announce this week that the United States is withdrawing from the 1972 Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty. The president is eager to move forward on plans for a missile defense system. The treaty, which he considers a relic of the Cold War, stands in the way. Russia had hoped to preserve the treaty, and many in the Kremlin are likely to be angered by the decision. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why now, at a time of warmer relations with Russia?
Well, as you said, the Bush administration is eager to move ahead with this, came to office with missile defense being really the only foreign policy agenda item on its agenda before September 11th. There was some optimism before the last U.S.-Russian summit that Presidents Bush and Putin would reach an agreement that would keep the ABM in place for the time being and allow for the tests that the U.S. wants. That didn't happen, though, apparently because the Russians wanted to be able to scrutinize every U.S. test. That's what the Bush administration officials are saying right now. There is another issue when it comes to this timing. The ABM treaty requires that the United States gives Russia a six-month advance warning before Washington pulls out. And proponents of missile defense say the time's come because they want to move ahead with these tests next spring. They say the test will violate the treaty. And this seems to be yet another sign that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, one of the big proponents of missile defense, has a big stature in this administration as opposed to Colin Powell, who is trying to negotiate an end to this.
How serious are relations between the two countries likely to be affected by this?
Well, we're already hearing some angry soundings out of Moscow. Some Russian officials have said, you know, maybe we should put multiple warheads back on Russian missiles, warning of a new arms race. But whether this is actually going to have a big impact remains to be seen. I think the Bush administration is banking on the fact that the Russians have come to accept the fact that we're moving ahead. The United States is going to move ahead with this, and that missile defense is inevitable. Secretary Powell was just in Moscow. He was meeting Russia's foreign minister. And at that time, the foreign minister, Igor Ivanov, indicated that his country was bracing for this. So there is some sense that they were ready to accept this. There is also something the U.S., that Moscow can get out of this, and that's a more formal agreement on cuts in nuclear arsenals. You'll remember at the last summit, President Bush did promise to cut the U.S. nuclear arsenal by about two-thirds. He wanted to do it with just a handshake and not an actual treaty. But this past week, Powell and Ivanov did indicate that there might be a possibility for a codified version of this.
Of course, September 11th showed that you don't need missiles to pull off a crippling attack on America.
Well, that's clearly what the critics of missile defense have been saying. The Bush administration has a very different spin on this. I was in Moscow just a couple days after September 11th, and even then, right afterwards, Assistant Secretary of State for Arms Control Issues, John Bolton, was there, and he was saying, you know, what would have happened if the terrorists had access to nuclear weapons? His argument was they would have used them if they had them. And that's something we've been hearing over and over again from the Bush administration as they argue to push ahead with this.
How about criticism at home?
There's been some from Congress already, but saying that they don't want to anger Russia right now. We need Russia's support, but I think the big debate's going to be overshadowed by President Bush's war on terrorism.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman.